Foreign investors have been investing in South African real estate for years. In recent years, though, the traditionally more resilient upper end of the property market has also begun to take strain, as well as the broader market, with price appreciation not as aggressive as in previous years. Having said that, it's said that despite concerns about the economic situation in South Africa and some policy uncertainty, that hasn't completely dissuaded those international investors who are interested from buying property in South Africa. Well, to tell us what this market is looking like around the country, I'm joined on the line by Yael Geffen. She's the CEO of Lew Geffen Sotheby's International Realty. Thanks very much, Yael, for joining us. What sort of trends have you seen in terms of foreign investment in South African property over the last 5 years or so?
So it depends in terms of which pockets we're looking at. South Africa in general does have a lot to offer international investors as well as expats, because there is excellent value against major currencies, which we know. The appeal is further driven by the fact that South Africa is home to several internationally acclaimed and award-winning destinations. The only concern at the moment is economic and political stability, because that does affect investor confidence and the current cautious sentiment that we are getting. But across South Africa, what we are seeing is that nationally, the luxury residential estates are still garnering a lot of interest. For example, Zimbali, Fancourt, Valdivie, those foreigners remain very interested in those estates. They like the idea of the lifestyle as well as the security, and they do see it as a good investment.
What about the coastal resorts? We know that those have always garnered a lot of interest.
Yes. Okay, so in the Winelands, we're still seeing interest, well, the Winelands being in Cape Town. There are European buyers, including a 19 million rand sale with German investors happening now, and also another 50 million. Mostly German and Swiss buyers in the Winelands. In Constantia, we're seeing foreign and expat investment, and that remains consistent, mostly from the UK. And they like the tranquil country atmosphere, the sizable homes, top-class amenities and schools. We also have our fair share of swallows in these coastal areas because they are so gorgeous. Are you familiar with the term swallow?
No, I'm not.
Okay. You're like, no, the bird. So swallows refers to basically Europeans or internationals who actually want to migrate for the icy cold European winters, and they like to have a second home somewhere. South Africa is a hotspot for that because our summer is when their winters happen.
Yes.
And also because of the good value for money and the beautiful lifestyle destination that we still have. So that is the term called swallows, and that happens in a lot of the coastal areas, including in Klet. Internationally, buyers generally accounted for between 8 to 10% of all sales.
Yes.
Foreigners are still looking to purchase, but the sales have slowed this year, down to 3%. And again, the same trends of economic and political uncertainty.
Yes. What about Midrand? I see you mentioned that area is getting quite a bit of interest in demand following developments in that area.
Yes. Midrand is seeing a slight uptick in international inquiries, especially in the current buyer's market. So if you look at the new waterfall precinct, that's become very popular, both locally and with foreign investors, because it's a central location, it has a lot of different kinds of properties and world-class amenities. A lot of the buyers are actually from other African countries, or they still have some Europeans, but they have family ties to South Africa, some of them expats reinvesting in the country, which they see is promising. And there's also a growing commercial component in Midrand. So that's also attracting more corporate buyers. In our Midrand office, our broker, principal, he said that the most recent sale was to a European corporate tenant who decided to remain in the country and buy his rental property in Waterfall. So it's really a mixed bag of tricks all over the country.
Indeed. One of the things you've noted is that there's a push towards buying retirement type of housing investments, but that visa regulations have stifled that market. Just elaborate on that for us.
Yes, so if we go back to the Cape and we see a lifestyle estate like Evergreen, which is one of Valdivie's lifestyle estates, and they are specifically exclusive lifestyle retirement villages. They get a lot of interest from German buyers, and there is we're astounded at the amount of interest that is shown at the expos that our broker principals, George and Chris Elias, attend to in Hamburg. But the interest is definitely there, and surprisingly, it's not undeterred by the water situation or the land expropriation. But like you say, and you've noted, what happens is there's now delays in the approval of retirement visas, particularly their renewal after the initial four-year period, and that's now starting to negatively impact the sector.
Mm. What do you think could better improve the foreign buyer property market in South Africa? Although, if anything, I suppose a depressed property market is also a boon, you know, for them as they hold foreign currency.
Do you have 2 hours?
No, you have 30 seconds.
Okay. I just think increased confidence. If we can foster that investor confidence and assuage the current cautious sentiment, then that can have a very positive impact because the value is there. But again, it's in certain pockets. And I'd say if we build maybe more lifestyle estates across South Africa, because those so luxury lifestyle estates, residential lifestyle estates, because those seem to be the sweet spot for foreign investors who want the value and the beautiful lifestyle and the security in those estates and not having to worry.
That was Yael Geffen. She's the CEO of Lou Geffen Sotheby's International Realty.